The Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Cool Cigarettes.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hots to
Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willy the Penguin says, smoke,
cool,
smoke,
cool,
smoke,
cool.
From Hollywood, the Cool Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From MGM Studios comes the star of the Cool Cigarette Program, Red Dark Horse Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank Mr. Wallace for relinquishing his time that I could be heard tonight.
Well, Red, we're back on the air after having last Tuesday off. I say we're back on the air after having last Tuesday off.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, KFI didn't carry the speech. They played records for a half hour. Perry Como, Bing Crosby, Sinatra. I went home, my wife thought it was me, see? She said to me, she says, nature boy, why don't you give up singing until your voice stops changing?
Well, I guess you were flattered at all those telegrams and phone calls that came in protesting because you were off.
Yeah, my mother did a grand job of that. But politicians are really taking radio over, you know. Last week I turned on the Bob Hope Show, and was I surprised.
Who did you hear?
Bob Hope. Wait till the politicians start taking over the daytime serial programs. That's going to be something. Governor Dewey faces life. John's other dark horse. Life can be Stassen.
You forgot one man's Truman.
I'm
you skipped
back
that one, huh?
Just read where it says O'Connor, will you? Right. He won't even read a road map. I took a trip with him and he ad-libbed 6 detours from here to Pomona.
Oh, I didn't mean any harm. You know, Red, I think you need a vacation. You're kind of touchy.
Really?
Why don't you take a couple weeks off? Do you like to fish?
Oh, I did some fly casting up in the High Sierras last summer.
Mm-hmm. What'd you catch?
Flies.
Why don't you take a trip to the mountain?
Well, honestly, I don't see anything in the mountain climbing. You know, you hike all day. The higher you go up, the longer it takes you to come down again. Mm-hmm. There's a brilliant line. I went up to Yosemite last summer, and I hired a guide, see? And he takes us up to the top of one of the mountains. We walk all day, stomping around there. Finally, we get up to the top. I'm out of breath, and $15 he charged me. He says, isn't it beautiful down there? Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? I said, well, it's so beautiful down there. What'd you bring me up here?
That reminds me of the last time I was in New York. I ran into a card game that's been going on for over 11 years. Same people, same place, even the same time. Well, you probably guessed the place. The smoking car of a commuter's train. And smoking car is the right name, too. The more absorbed those players got in their game, the more they smoked. So I wasn't surprised to find that practically every one of those men was a cool smoker. For the more you smoke, the more you appreciate the rich, mellow taste of Cools, America's most refreshing cigarette. You know what a world of flavor is packed into the satisfying, cooling blend. Yes, no matter how parched and irritating other cigarettes may seem, Cools make your throat feel cool and clear. No doubt about it, they're the most refreshing smoke you've ever enjoyed. So, if ordinary cigarettes leave you with that dull, dry taste, smoke Cools for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
And now our beautiful nature girl, Anita Ellis, will sing Nature Boy.
Oh, was a boy. A very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Just to love and be.
Tonight we present the 12th in a series of square table discussions.
Each day we hear views and expressions on many persons and subjects, but the really great problems could be solved by the average man who never gets the chance to express himself. So tonight we will discuss little problems that irritate the masses. Our subject, jealousy.
Our first speaker is Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. Baby boy, baby boy, baby boy, baby boy. Yes, sir, nature boy, that's me. Mother Nature wouldn't do to any boy what she did to me. Now you've seen everything, believe me.
Please, Mr. Cadiddlehopper, let's have order. And will you please remove your straw hat?
That ain't no straw hat. My ma didn't have time to cut my hair, so she just braided it in a basket.
Our subject is jealousy, Mr. Cadiddlehopper. Mm-hmm. You can have the floor.
What?
You can have the floor.
Well, now, that's the darndest way to call a man a termite I've ever heard of.
I mean you're free to speak on our subject.
Oh.
Do you have any jealousy?
Well, yes, movie stars. I don't like movie stars.
Maybe it's because you want to be a movie star.
Oh, shucks, no. I was just a toad's eyelash from being a movie star. They gave me a screen test, and they said my looks was just what they wanted for a part in the picture. It was a part where they're going to raise up a wet rock, and I would be under it.
Then why are you jealous of movie stars?
Because my girl, she falls in love with the movie stars all the time. She expects me to be as handsome as Van Johnson, yet she don't expect him to be as dumb as I am.
Is this girl of yours good looking?
Oh, yeah, she's pretty, all right. She's really pretty. Truthfully, between you, me, and the lamppost, she looks like the lamppost.
Clem, you're as dumb as they make them.
Well, they didn't make me. I was what was left over after everybody else was made.
I'm sure it's moronic on your part to worry about a movie star and your girl. Why, there must be a million women they'd go out with first.
She'd wait. She once wrapped herself up in brown paper and had herself delivered to Robert Taylor's house. He took one look at her and sent her back, said she wasn't packed right.
Why, she goes to extremes.
Yeah, she's fickle, too. She can't make up her mind who she likes. And what makes it so bad, I gotta make her happy by acting like whoever she's got the crush on. She got a new one now.
Yes?
Oh, you should see this boy.
Who is your girl's favorite star now?
Oh, I'd rather not say.
Oh, please, please tell me.
Trigger.
And now our next speaker will be...
Hey, Mr. Chairman, hey, how about us with your kids?
How come we don't...
Junior, you sit down and listen.
No, I got something to say, and I want to express myself. Parcel post, I want to express myself.
Madam, did you have to bring this child here? We're trying to solve problems, not introduce new ones.
Look, Fatso, I have as much right to speak as anyone else. Now, you put up a high chair, and I'll go to work. I'll go to work.
But, Sonny, this discussion is for grown-ups.
Yes.
Madam, isn't it past this boy's bedtime?
Look, I got news for you, blubber boy. I read the small print in my birth certificate, and going to bed is optional.
Junior, stop acting silly.
Huh?
Madam, do you have a license to carry a dangerous weapon like him around?
Loreen, you're the boy's mother. Make him mine.
Junior, please behave.
No, now, I'm going up there. I want to show the people the stuff I've made out of.
Sit down,
Let
Junior.
Let go of me coat. Now I'll really show them what I'm made out of.
Now that you're up here, my little man, what's your name?
Yeah, my name's Junior.
How old are you?
Who knows? I don't.
Well, what birthday did you celebrate last?
Look, when I has a birthday, they don't celebrate. Everybody just goes around consoling one another.
Well, Junior, tonight we're discussing jealousy.
Yes.
What have you to say on the subject?
Plenty. I have put up with jealousy for the greatest part of me widow life, you know. Me nummy and me namo. They won't let me go to New York to talk to the juvenile jury kids about it, see? So I gotta speak. I gotta get it off of my mind. I'll go nuts.
Well, I can understand
that.
That
sounded a little like Gerard, Doug. A dog, huh?
I can understand that. You're pretty young to go to the big city.
Yeah,
there's always a chance of your getting lost.
Oh. What worries me is the chance of him being found again.
Yeah. Oh, they sure does cherish me, don't they?
Well, it might be refreshing to get a child's viewpoint.
Well, yes. For your sake, I think I'd better stay up here with him.
Yeah.
Now, Junior, what are your views on jealousy?
Well, I don't like jealous parents. You know that the grown-ups, they act jealous if a widow child shows more affection for one than for the other. And that hurts us. That hurts us, you know.
I guess most grown-ups do that. I hadn't noticed.
Huh?
Junior, are you insinuating that I'm jealous?
I am not insinuating nothing. Not until I find out what the word means. All I know is that mommy gets jealous if I pay more attention to you than I do to her, and vice versa. Vice versa.
That's not so.
It is vice versa.
That's not so.
Vice versa.
That's not so.
Vice versa. Boy, we're really on a dead end street. Whenever mommy bakes a cake for me, you get up in the air and you say, "Don't feed that boy too much cake. It's not good for him. That will get him a tummy ache."
Well, that's true.
Yes, yes. And then the minute her back is turned, you pat me on me widow bean, and you slip me a homemade cookie. You says, "I made it especially for your widow sweet tooth." Why, do you think your tummy ache would be better than hers?
And you hush.
No.
Well, the boy has quite a point there.
Thanks, chubby boy. Thank you. Me grandpa, he worked so hard to be number one on me preferred list, too. He promised me a widow pet as soon as his elephant has a widow baby.
Junior!
I think elephant he has.
Does your grandfather drink?
No!
No!
Mummy says no, Nemo says no, but the judge says 30 days or 30 days.
Very well, if that isn't true. Your grandfather has always stood up for moderation and clean living.
Oh, come now. Let's not get carried away, kiddo. He never stood up in his life unless somebody was holding him. Hold on. Don't you touch me. You just touch me. You just let a little hair trickle to my fingers there. And I'm going to tell on you, kiddo boy. I'll tell on you.
Such as what?
Well, I'll tell everybody that you was really... Goof girl Verna, the used car salesman.
Why? There was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Verna, how much is Stanley Steamer?
Only $4,000 without the wheels.
Hey! Do
what I have to put up with? You see what I have to put up with?
Yes, I do, but I think we need a few more examples of this parent jealousy.
Well, now, for instance, we cross the street. My mummy wants to hold me hand to show me off, you know. Everybody, oh, isn't that nice way to take care of that little kid, you know. And then grandma, she wants to hold me hand. Oh, isn't that lovely, that dear old lady taking care of that little boy. And then my grandpa, he wants to hold me hand. I ain't had a chance to grow one for him yet. Goodness, there's only one thing for me to do. They got to hold onto me fingers, and I feel like a cow on a milking stand.
You'd better watch your tongue.
No, I can't. My nose is in the way.
Stop burping and talk sense.
Burping, that's another thing. That's another thing they're jealous about. I remember when I was a little bitty baby. I was a little kid, and after every meal, they'd say, let me burp him. You don't know how to do it. Let me do it. Nobody knows how to do it. They burp me so much, I sound like a commercial for Bromo Seltzer.
That's enough, Junior. Now, that's enough.
No, I think jealousy is a sickness of the parents, and they give it to their little kids, and then they go out and they get jealous of everybody, and it causes trouble all over the
Junior,
world.
Junior, I said that's enough.
Yes.
Who are you, madam?
The boy's mother.
Yes.
Well, the boy's right. It's a lesson to us all for being so selfish.
Oh, yes, Junior. You've made me realize that jealousy is imbecilic.
Well.
And for being so good, when we get home, Mommy's got a surprise for you in her closet.
Yes, dear. And Nana's got a surprise for you in the ice
box. Well, here we go again. Maybe you girls would relax if I told you that I've already broke your surprise and I've eaten yours.
Junior!
When other cigarettes offend, try Cools for their smoother blend. Switch from hots to
Cool cigarettes. When your mouth feels hot and dry from smoking too many ordinary cigarettes, that's the time to light up a Cool. Cool's specially blended, finer tobaccos bring back long-lost smoking pleasure. And no matter how many Cools you smoke, you'll always enjoy their cool, refreshing flavor. Switch from hots to Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hots to
Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke
Cools.
Smoke
Cools.
Smoke
Cools.
Dave Rose and his Cool Cigarette Orchestra play Brazil.
Thank you.
Skelton's scrapbook of satire, in answer to your many requests, we repeat a tribute to our mothers and a story by Edna Skelton Berzeghi entitled Let's Talk About Mothers.
Service, hey, waiter, how about those service, huh?
Why, it's you, Mr. Lump Lump. Yeah. I didn't recognize you standing up.
Yeah, fuck. I finally caught on how to do it. I had my suit starched. You know, I kind of like it. How do you like a job, huh? Mm-hmm. I'd like to be my valet.
What do you need a valet for?
I'm getting too big for my mother to dress me.
Say, that reminds me, what did you give your mother for Mother's Day?
My shirt's the worst. What did you give your mother?
Well, nothing. You see, when I was 5 years old, I was left an orphan.
An orphan? Mm-hmm. You were left an orphan? What was it, a boy or a girl?
You know, it sure is nice that we set aside one day to pay tribute to mothers.
Yeah, Mother's Day. That's the day when you borrow a buck from Mom to buy her a box of your favorite candy.
Yeah, Mother kind of wishes that sweet stuff would last all
year.
Yeah,
Mother's Day. That's when you walk in, you say, how did I ever pick such a wonderful mother? And the old man says, what are you talking about? You didn't pick. I did the pick, and you just came along with a deal.
You know, Mr. Lump Lump, I was just thinking, you know, mother love is a funny thing.
Yeah, you're right there, boy, eh? There ain't another kind of love like it in the whole world. Why, you can trust Mom with secrets that you wouldn't dare tell anybody else.
You're so right there.
Did you know that my mom and me are the only two people in the world that know the size of my underwear?
You know, every day should be Mother's Day.
Yeah, every day is Mother's Day. Let me tell you a little story about mothers. Mm. At 6:30 in the morning, the little family's asleep. Brother's got his bed, sister's got her bed, Pop's right across the middle of the double bed. Mom hangs on the side of the bed so she won't disturb Pop. Who's got the softest pillow? Sis. Who's got the best mattress? Brother. Who's got all the covers? Pop. Who's freezing to death? You guessed it, Mom. But her heart's warm. It's so warm she wished she could take it out and put it on her toes. They're freezing. Now then the alarm clock goes off. Does Pop get up and shut it off? You bet your sweet life he don't. That 200 pounds of solid slab just lays there. Does brother say, I'll get it, Mom. You stay in bed. Does sister say, I'll get your breakfast for you, Mom. And a pig dies, he does. Oh, Mom gets up and she shuts off the alarm. In as cheerful as spring itself, she says,
well, how's my happy little brood this morning?
The brood ain't in the mood. Now Mother's Day starts. First thing she has to do is get the brood up. Now, do they get right up? Don't make me laugh. She has to trick them. Now, first one she tricks is Pop.
Dad, you're going to be late to work. That clock is 15 minutes slow. I set it back last night.
Yeah, I know. So I set it up again. Call me in 15 minutes.
Next is sister. Now let's see how Mom gets this little chicken out of the coop, huh?
Sister, you want it on the phone.
Oh, it's that old Tyrone, I'll bet. Oh, Mom, where's my robe? I can't talk to him without my robe.
Why? Has he got television eyes? Up now.
Oh, Mom, I haven't got any stockings. Can I borrow the pair I gave you for Mother's Day?
Oh, but dear, I was saving those for a special occasion.
But they won't fit you. They're my size.
Yes, take them. Only hurry and get dressed.
Now we come to brother. Every morning it's the same routine with this goon. She's got to pull the covers off, give him the old one tune, and throw ice water on him. You know.
All right, lazy bones, get up. Breakfast is ready.
What time is it, Mom? I'm tired.
Oh, come on now, get up.
Oh, Mom, let me sleep. I'm a growing boy.
Okay, you asked for it.
Oh, Mom, no, not the ice water. I fooled you. I got my raincoat on.
Oh, dear.
Now comes Mom's real worry, breakfast. Mom looks lovingly at Pop, and Pop looks lovingly at his newspaper.
Good morning, Father. Wonderful day, isn't it?
It stinks.
Now, you'd think the whole family would eat together to kind of make it easier on Mom.
Does Congress make it easier on the taxpayer? They do not. Here's what happens. Pop sits down, Mom gets up, Brother comes in, Mom sits down, Pop leaves. Sis comes in, Mom gets up, Mom sits down, Brother leaves. Mom sits down, Sister leaves. Mom gets up, Mom sits down. Mom don't get anything to eat. But Mom never complains. She thinks she's got the most wonderful little family in the whole world. It's those parting words that they give her that keep her going all day.
Don't forget to sew the buttons on my shirt.
Rinse those hose out for me, huh, Mom?
How about a buck for lunch, Mom?
Now, to you and me, this sounds pretty rough, but Mom don't mind. It's those long goodbye kisses that make up for their demands.
Well, I gotta go, Mom. Goodbye.
Missed her by 6 inches. Well, now Mom's all alone. The house is quiet. There's nothing for Mom but the soothing sound of the vacuum cleaner and the washing machine. So she turns on the radio for a little diversion, only to find that John's other wife is out with young Dr. Malone. She's even got to tune in on trouble. Now Mom starts the rest of the day. It's cleaning, it's cooking, it's shopping, it's scrimping, it's scraping, it's saving, it's mopping, it's hurry, it's worry, it's Mom. Now it's almost time for the gluttons to come in and track up the house again. So Mom figures she'll just sit down for a minute to catch her breath. And just as she sits down, Pop comes in like a cyclone with a 5 o'clock shadow. He tiptoes over and he bends over and he says,
I wish I had it easy as you.
Then Sister comes in with her little happy greeting.
Hi, Mom. Flunked again.
Now, after dinner, it's the dishes. After the dishes, it's the homework with the kids. And after the kids, Mom says,
how about a movie, Dad? There's a Clark Gable movie at the Bijou.
Ah, but the stale breadwinner is asleep. But Mom just smiles and says, oh, well, Clark Gable never had a snore like that. Now, after a while, everyone's in bed except, who do you think? That's right. Because now it's time for Mom to do the sewing and the mending. Now it's midnight. So she goes upstairs. She opens the window, puts out the cat and locks the door, and she picks up their clothes that they've scattered all over the room. Then she walks over and she covers up her happy little brood. By golly, they even kick in their sleep. But they're all safe. And they're all in one place. She smiles, and a tear comes to her eye. And she looks forward for a tomorrow that will be just like yesterday. She's sleepy, too. But she walks around to each bed, and she plants a kiss on each little face. Not that quick kind, but a deep mother's kiss. And you know, she's got more reason to beef than all of them put together. But she'll help me, Hannah. She's happy.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry edge.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut. For slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
If you liked our program well enough to be with us next Tuesday night.
Let's go. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.